Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life, series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitzau. And today, we are in a very holiday spirit. We want to have a talk about the holidays and understand the holidays of Israel. We're used to celebrating with family, people who are close to us. In this or that way, some holidays we like more, some less. And every holiday there's something a bit happy and a bit heavy. Lately there is a feeling, there is some kind of depth that we don't talk about and don't touch. And some people know it, but most of us don't know its depth. And today we want to understand from Rav Leitman, what is this beauty and depth in the holidays? And in general, on all the holidays, Nitza, why don't you open the show? Well, the holidays in Israel is something we're used to celebrate. It goes generation after generation. There's a lot of ceremonial rituals. Some of us perform more, some less of these rituals, but we all have a feeling that when the holidays arrive, something happens. We feel something pass on us. There's some kind of process, maybe some kind of energy in the air during the holidays. There's a feeling there's something behind these holidays, something deeper. But me, as someone who's not Orthodox, I know there is a lot of history, but I'm interested in the depth, the places that I want to feel, and I know I can't read them anywhere else. I can't receive them anywhere. There's some kind of mass depth and greatness. And I feel I only touch the tip of the iceberg and I don't really understand the holidays. And the first program, we want to dive deep into this immense and wonderful thing that is behind the Jewish holidays in Israel. Maybe the first general question, why were we given the holidays of Israel? What are the holidays? Who are the holidays? I wouldn't say they were given to us. Abraham, which began to gather his students from ancient Babylon, he thought of bringing him to unite, to connect. This is what was revealed to him out of his research. This is what is written in the books of the wise, of our sages. He wanted to find an answer. What is the role of humanity? Why does it go through these difficult states? How come there's hatred in Babylon? Abraham was a priest there, or a wise man. He was in touch with the crowd. And from his research, and we read about this in the Talmud, and the Rambam speaks about this, the great Midrash, and he revealed that humanity must come and resemble and connect with nature. Like still vegetative animate are in connection between them, and this is how they developed and they complete one another. We don't see it exactly, but if we research and observe, we see it's all one system. A system is the humans are outside of this system, seemingly, and they can decide for themselves. If we decide to go in that direction, we will go there or there. Afterwards, if it doesn't work out and we receive blows and come back, we're used to it, but humanity feels itself as if they are free, because they feel free because they don't understand and feel the system. It's like a small child. He runs around, but he doesn't understand. Everything closes on him. He's being watched over. They won't let him fall. For now, we let him run around and erupt. This is what Abraham revealed. Humanity must come to equivalence of form, to balance and harmony with all of nature. Humanity is in this bubble, still vegetative, animate, and we are with it, inside of it. And we fight each other inside this bubble and run around with no direction, and we don't know our goal, as if we are some kind of inside this bubble, this sphere, still vegetative, animate. There's immense powers that balance everything for billions of years from the Big Bang. All of nature is heading to some kind of goal. And there's rules to this progress and development. It's determined in every stage. And in the system, there's some kind of small inner ball, which is humanity. And they are like children left alone without guidance. This ball is like heating up and stirring around. And when it reached such high voltage in ancient Babylon, they started to hate each other. Pressure was... they wanted to build a tower to the sky. The ego started to heat things up, heat the environment. Abraham started to research. He was one of the people who took care of the people. And he revealed that the role of humanity is consciously understanding and self-tendency and effort to be in balance with nature. This inner ball of humanity, which is inside of still vegetative animate, to be balanced with all the picture of and form of nature, all this system. But in order to do that, we need to understand nature. We need to know it, to feel it, to reveal each time what is the distance, the gap between us and this immense system. And if we begin, Abraham saw great depth in this. And all of a sudden we reveal hidden forces. Many forces were hidden and we revealed through science, and we will reveal more. Because we see each time we reveal more and more, and everything becomes more clear. And this is how we progress. So he revealed this law that all of reality develops in according to this law of unity, general unity. And inside of it also there is humanity, mankind. In human society, they must bring themselves in their own private work within themselves, an interchange. Human society must bring themselves to balance with all this system. In order to bring this change, we must know nature. And who are we? And what gaps we have between us? And how to correct and to correct these gaps and to eliminate them. So we are in this system, integrated in a beautiful mutual manner, in harmony and balance. This is basically the goal, what Abraham revealed. And in this process he revealed there is a gradual progress. It's gradual through levels, stages, like we have 7 years of life, 80, 90 years, doesn't matter. So our life is separated to infancy, to being babies, children, youth, adults, elderly, and so on. And this is how humanity was, like one person. And this way they evolve. We went through many stages already, and now we are in the stage, if we talk about our days, but also Abraham revealed in his time that humanity is entering the stage of conscious and aware, conscious development. That we need to understand where are we heading. People must know about this. And to the extent that they resembled it and went with this goal and process, because for a while they didn't want, like we see today. That's why he began disseminating this idea that was revealed to him. It's a general rule, balance that we reach through connection. It is executed through don't do to the other what you don't want done to you. Then we evolve to a true connection of love thy neighbor like myself. And this he told the people of Babylon. Some of them agreed. And like Rambam and more sources wrote, after Abraham went thousands and tens of thousands, many people, and he took him from Babylon. The rest of the Babylonians didn't want to. There was some kind of detachment. One way was to love of brothers, living together in some kind of commune. And the others went the other direction. We want capitalism. We want competition. We want the freedom of the individual. We don't want, and are not interested. Most of the people, of course, went with their ego, not to connect, but to evolve and progress, usually, like each and every one is drawn to. And according to this, they separated into a lot of groups through how they were resembling each other, and this is how they scattered around the world, like Joseph Flavius writes in his books. Very interesting. I recommend reading. And Abraham went to the land of Canaan with the students who want to go in this direction. This is how Babylon separated into two parts. He taught them what way, what process, what interchange they need to go through in connection, and to connect to the extent that they are with nature as a whole, balanced with nature, united and connected in a mutual way, beautiful way. And he revealed stages which are not so simple. And we can understand there is some kind of circle that we need to go through, and then afterwards it closes in the point that it began. And the whole circle that we need to go through in order to correct ourselves and to be the corrected form, not like some kind of cancer in nature that ruins earth and ruins everything we reach, but that we have health, a place that is comfortable and good through balance, and so on. So Abraham he revealed something that is called a yearly cycle. A cycle because it comes back again and again, like some kind of spiral, higher and higher, ascending. But basically, it is a few stages that we need to go through with the connection between us to reach the goal. That's it. And this he taught to the people who went with him. And from that we need to understand that our holidays, it's not a birthday of the people or the country in some kind of border line. What are other holidays? Conscious Day. You're referring to the difference between the Jewish holidays and the holidays of Israel. The difference is spiritual holidays, meaning we reach mutual bestow and love in levels which are more and more progressive and higher and deeper. Now we are consciously taking part in the connection between us. And different kind of holidays is just mark the day. There's a war, we mentioned the war, something else. Things that are not connected to the general program of nature. The spiritual state of the nation, and not to a state that is determined through nature as the way we resemble and the way we progress towards balance and equivalence of form with nature. That is why our holidays are determined. They are in nature. Because if I come to a connection with the people, to some kind of degree of connection, and I reach a connection which resembles nature, I celebrate it. Every stage I celebrate once more, higher and higher. I celebrate resembling nature. I don't understand one sentence that our holidays are connected to some place in nature. What does it mean that they are the holidays connected to nature? Now we are opposing nature. Nature is in 100% good relations. I am completely corrupted. Me, I mean mankind, humanity inside of nature. Mankind is completely opposite of nature. If mankind, or a part of mankind, comes to resemble nature, evolves to this united form of nature, then it reaches some kind of stage. They understand between themselves that they are in hate. They have hatred between them. They don't like one another. This is our nature. This is how we were born. This is how we were made. This is acknowledgement, evil inclination. That we can't come to this balance with nature. Then, what do? We need to come to some reckoning. This is the month of Elul. Who are we? As opposed to this state we need to reach, meaning we reveal this corrected stage, which we just find out about it. We are not there yet, but we resemble it. We see it and oppose to our state, and then we come to a reckoning. Come to a calculation, then we start building ourselves, and from now on we need to begin our work and to evolve towards connection And this force that is in nature, that unites all of nature, connects everyone. This force we determine as our king. Meaning this force that stabilizes the system, it is the goal. We want to resemble it. This is Rosh Hashanah. The head, Rosh, of our change, of this cycle, eventually we want to resemble him. This is the beginning. And then there are more and more stages. Afterwards, we start to understand what is our role in this chain of the structure that we only begin walking in. Then we come to Yom Kippur, another reckoning, what we need to do to reach this force that we set as a goal in front of us, to be as one. Also, we need to be as one. We need to connect all of humanity. This means not only us, a small group, or those people who ran from Babylon, or the people of Israel here, but rather we need to bring this unity with the system of nature. We need to bring all of humanity into this. Then we start to realize and understand the depth and importance of Yom Kippur, which the essence is Maftir Yonah, Jonah. The prophet wanted to run from his duty to Nineveh. He tried to run from his duty, his role, and then he saw that there is no running from his duty, his role. He must realize this. Like us, people of Israel, we know our role in humanity. We must take all of the world, all of this city of Nineveh, like Jonah. And then we have Sukkot. Then we sit in the shadow, meaning we cover ourselves. And the four things that represent Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the four stages of our ego. Our ego has five different stages, four of them we need to correct. What is ego? Ego is what comes between us when we want to connect. And once we can close up all these forms of the ego together, to be towards this united form, this means we bless these four different parts. After Sukkot, we have Simchat Torah, meaning we are happy with this force that allows us to correct in these stages. And then we have Chanukah. That is when we reach a place where we don't want anything. We just want to see the candles, the light, and not use them. It's some kind of spiritual holiday, just to enjoy the light. Meaning how this force, upper force, dwells between us. And not let the ego separate us, and we want to be connected above it, together. And afterwards, there's Purim. Purim, that is like Yom Kippur, but we, on the opposite, we drink and get drunk and eat. Why? Because not like in Chanukah, that we are without our ego hovering above it. On the opposite, we correct our ego. With the ego, we work. With all of our evil tendencies against connection, we correct them, and that is why we reach this holiday, which is Kippurim, Purim like Purim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. In Yom Kippur, we begin to reveal these tools, these vessels. In Purim, we finish the correction. We can connect and correct everything. If we can be as one, each one can give gifts to the other, to show their love to the other, and then we reach the state that everything is corrected. You're allowed to do anything and everything is okay. Everything is corrected means there's no gap between people, all of our tendencies and desires and thoughts, they're all corrected. And afterwards, how we constantly come out of this evil to good. This is Passover, Pesach, that we exit from our ego. It's a great holiday. We need to talk about it more. How we exit from our ego, from slavery to salvation, from our ego which enslaves us, and how we overcome it to go to be salvated. Until we come to Shavuot, which is the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah. We must correct ourselves the receiving of the Torah in Shavuot. I must receive this upper force to correct myself. Then we start to close the cycle through the Torah. We reach a state that we build ourselves, and we are unable to maintain it and shatter. That is Tisha B'Av. From building and shattering, from that we understand more and more deeply why we shattered. This evil was concealed, and now we understand more that we need to correct it more. We correct it more and more, and then we come to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, which everything is good. It's as if I give myself some kind of vow not to eat sweets, and then I enter a candy shop. Then I completely forget my vow. For me, it's poison, but no, I don't understand it. The desire, the pleasure catches me. This is what we talk about in Tisha B'Av. From that I learn what depth I need to correct myself, as opposed to this, let's say, candy shop that completely confuses me, but not towards small candy, but truly to great things. This is how we reach the complete correction, connection. This is how we resemble all of nature, but it's not enough. Because Maftir Yonah reminds us we need to take care of all of humanity. When we are connected, we bring it to all of humanity and make an effort to come to them like the city of Nineveh, which Jonah came to, and to correct them like Jonah the prophet. And this is how we reach the corrected state. And we finish the circle. These are the holidays of Israel. It was very exciting. We would need to open up each one in particular, but our time is up. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Let's have a happy holidays and have love dwell between us. Thank you for being with us. Goodbye.